Hello, Gone Wild Audio. This is Precious Boop. This is going to be my first official recording, and it's actually going to be a ramble fap because I haven't figured out the settings on my computer to do a nicer quality recording. So right now I'm trying to do this with my phone. I think that I'm a little bit nervous and very excited about this. So I think I'm going to describe my situation, describe where I am, and what I'm thinking about while I get this over with. I actually have a very high libido. Of all the guys I've ever dated, I've had a much higher libido than any of them. So they've all been really okay with me masturbating when I needed to. In order to get it done and over with and out of the way, because generally when I start to get horny, it kind of just sticks with me until I get it over with either the same day or at another point. So I've got two separate vibrators here. I've got like a plug-in wand vibrator for the external stimulation because I'm very much about external, but I usually can't get off with just the external. So I've also got like an internal rechargeable vibrator I can use. So I'm gonna start by turning the vibrator on, the magic wand, and hopefully that doesn't get too loud and doesn't get picked up too much by the mic. Unless you like it, if you like it, ooh. Then I would be glad to hear that you liked hearing the sounds. The head on this magic wand vibrator has got some points to it for like focus. It's got like three different little prongs, and I usually like to just kind of have it touching my legs a little bit first, almost like the foreplay leading up to really trying to get myself off. So I'm just kind of stroking a couple of the points up and down my right thigh. I'm currently laying down on my bed with my, actually I'm more of sitting upright with my back against the wall, which is not how I usually masturbate. How I usually masturbate is on my side. And I help prop one leg up so that I can, not have an issue with that. And it's usually very comfortable. It's usually not a big deal. I don't ever sleep on my side, or I don't ever sleep on my back, because it's usually pretty uncomfortable. It's fine for sex, and it's fine for short periods of time, but anything more than like 15 minutes on my back, and it starts to hurt like all my joints, and yeah, that's pretty much the case. I have no pants on, I have no underwear, so I'm just kind of taking the point of the massaging head and kind of playing with my outer lobby a little bit and pushing it aside and just kind of having it poke into the inner set of lips a little bit. And I'm actually still have my little blouse and my bralette on, which is unusual for me because I usually take that off. But I wanted to kind of give myself a little more foreplay this time because the last time I tried to masturbate, I don't know if I got overstimulated too easily or I didn't kind of foreplay it up enough. So it took me much longer than usual to get myself there. And generally it takes me quite a while. And a lot of the time my masturbatory sessions are not super duper successful. So I'm taking the points now and I'm kind of dragging it back and forth across my labia, I'm just gonna crank up the intensity a little bit more. I'm kind of taking the head and pressing it gently up against the rest of my torso. The outside stimulus I get there. Found a good spot right there. I've kind of got one of the points up against the outside of my clit. I'm just putting a little bit of pressure. Oh, it feels nice. Every once in a while, I increase how hard I push the head down up against my body. It kind of just gives me a little bit more intensity till I can start feeling a lot of my my muscles and my groin kind of clenching up. It's really nice. Generally speaking, I'm very quiet in bed, or maybe quiet than some others. I'm not a screamer. I definitely do a lot of little moans and little groans. And I think part of that adapted because in high school I didn't have a lot of privacy in my bedroom. So if I did want to touch myself and was like, oh gosh, I don't want to wake up my parents because I'm missing a wall and a half and a door. So, I got to be pretty quiet. I think I'm going to pick up the intensity a little more. I'm gonna slowly start creeping up myself a little bit on my right breast. I'm going to pull out my left breast out of this cute little top that I have. It's like a floral print and it's frilly from my bralette. Start with some large, broad groping. Start playing with my nipple with my thumb only, kind of pushing it around and kind of pinching it and twisting it a little bit. And it just where I'm sitting a little bit. Pressing it harder up against me. Playing with that nipple while cupping the bottom of my breast. Putting both hands on the wand now to try and better focus where I'm putting pressure and what's touching. I've kind of got one of those little soft points in between. in between my inner set of folds. They're it's still pressed up against the outside. The hood of my quiet. I'm trying to lean back a little more so I can get a little more comfortable and get a better angle up in me. That's another thing. I can orgasm a lot of times. It's on my mind. Yeah, I generally, if I orgasm once, well, masturbating, I get at least the second one out too. Soon afterwards, oh, it kind of makes it easier to reach the second one. I think the record of cascading orgasms I've ever had was one right after another was three of them, for a total of I think four orgasms in that fuck that I've from masturbating any one session. I'd say within like 30 minutes, I definitely made myself orgasm like I think five or six times, which is a lot. I recognize that. It was, I usually average, I think now, like three or four, and I'm pretty satisfied, and then I'm like, okay, that's it for now. I generally, I need that, second, that second vibrator to penetrate. And then I start using that to fuck myself, because, although I am very much based on the stimulus on the outside, if I just have the regular old inside vibrator, it just doesn't do it for me. It's very, very hard for me to do that. It kind of just helps me finish. It doesn't help me ramp up to it. Yeah, so I'm just kind of letting it. And then the wand, which can be much more powerful and have much more control over it, kind of do all the hard work leading up to it. What else do I have? I've kind of been taking the one of the points on my head, and I'm kind of not quite circling my clit because I saw the hood over it. I've kind of been circling it with the hood on, and just kind of getting a lot of stimulus on the lips that I have on my inner set. I'm just gonna take the overall broad part of the head and just kind of just kind of pressing it into the neck of the body. Soft space in between my eyes. Pressing it pretty hard up against my body. I can feel those vibrations way deep inside of me. I'm just kind of this makes it a little hard for me to think, a little hard to get some words out. I can feel like my base of my spine, but like on my big bones, kind of just start vibrating with it when I press down there. So like my pelvis. And, oof. Oh, I can feel like my I can feel like my entrance to my procedures kind of tightening up and clenching and letting go and then clenching down again and letting go. I'm not quite getting the urge to start, like, I don't know what to call it, not necessarily. I guess, yeah, it's like involuntary humping in the air. I've kind of got more of like the arch in the lower back right now. I've kind of moved one of the points, not down from my clit anymore, but down to like the, it's like part of it's kind of inside me a little bit, and the base part of it is definitely stimulating my my entrance and my my vag and my pussy, and the rest of the broad part of the head is all pressed up against inside me. I think this is about. I think if I turn it up a little more. Get to a point where I can switch to the other vibrator. And this is a rabbit vibrator, but like the part that sticks out doesn't do much for my clit. It's kind of displaced a little wrong to do that. I'm actually going to hurt this a little bit more and now pull out the clit and see if I can start going after my clit with one of these points. Just a little. I only touch it a little bit. Because if I just smother it, like I'm doing a lot of touch and go right now. If I just smother it, it becomes way too oversensitized and it just doesn't do anything. So now I've got the point like next to it, just pressed up against my body so that it just allows the vibrations to just kind of go right up to the clit. And in a second I'm going to scoot over the rest of the head. Make sure it's touching my clit and not squishing it all. So that it vibrates without like going numb or getting overstimulated. Yeah, I've been very, very horny as of late. And, it was a little embarrassing. I've been very horny as of late and not super duper successful at getting myself off. So I've kind of just had a resting state of horniness. It's been a lot higher than usual. But I think this one's gonna come out pretty well. I think I'm actually gonna get a lot of success after this one today. I'm slowly slouching down more and more to like my laying down on my back position. I'm probably going to transition to laying on my side in a bit when I want to finish myself off. Kind of got the point, like laying all the way down and laying with my inner body in between that and my outer lip. And I have like a broader part of the head just kind of resting up against my body and up against my heart is exposed. And what's kind of on my mind is there's a fellow, and although, like, I don't enjoy receiving head very much, I very much enjoy the idea of receiving head. So I'm kind of enjoying, like, I have my eyes closed and I'm kind of enjoying the idea of having him come by and parting my knees, giving me little kisses up in my knees and into my thighs, to a little crevice in between my thighs and my lips, and I have him just kind of gently licking and pushing aside the outer lips with his nose, and kissing that very gently. And I haven't had a guy ever do this to me and do it successfully or correct, so I find the idea really hot of him, like, kind of going to my clit and kind of not nibbling on it, but just kind of taking, like, a little tiny, not even a pinch, like, gently holding it with the hood on, just kind of tugging on it. Pulling the clit hood back and looking it up and down, like, over and over again with his tongue. Just keep flicking it with his tongue up and down. And then putting his lips down on it and, like, sucking really hard. Because I haven't had a guy successfully do that to me, really, ever. And the idea seems really, really nice. I'm kind of getting to the point where I think I'm gonna need to add the other vibrator. I think if I can keep the wand up and pressed up against some of the upper portions of my veg and my pussy, just kind of there, and then I can take the other vibrator and start using that. I think I'm gonna get myself there pretty easily. I'm starting to feel it. So if I can start that, here we go. So there's the second vibrator. I'm gonna kind of use it to tease. Tease my hole a little bit on the outside, and yeah, I'm pretty wet. I'm really, really wet. I'm surprised there. I'm gonna need to go to my side. Let me see, I think I'm gonna lay down on my left side. Let's see. My right arm, my left leg is curled up, mostly up against my body, and my right leg is extended out and just kind of like propped up with my knee up in the air, and I have my wand in my left hand, and I have the other internal vibrator in my right hand that's currently just going the outside entrance and teasing myself a little bit with it. So let's see if I can keep the wand there like that, and then kind of take the I'm trying to put it a little bit more, but I might just kind of get off the side. Oh my god, holy fuck. Just Give me a second. Let's see, I don't think I need this turn, but I'm gonna turn it off. Here comes internal vibe. This is a little bit of a treat for everyone who's gonna listen, because I am pretty vocal when I insert, or when anyone inserts into me. Yeah, it's delightful. It's very pinchy feeling. It's it just always gets me. It always makes me take in a gasp of breath. Let's see. I'm still circling a little bit clockwise a couple of times, and then counterclockwise a couple of times. Let's see. I'm just slowly pulling it in and out a little bit. It's only going in about 2.5 to 3 inches or so. Just a little bit. Turn up intensity. Leaving it inside me. It's just kind of pushed in there. I'm just kind of focused on the feeling and idea of just slowly, gently being pounded. Feeling of, having him take his time and keep his rhythm. Really enjoying the idea of kind of just having a guy really like as deep inside me as he can be with like my left leg on top of his right leg, at least like our thighs are on top of him, him having like my right leg way up in the air up against his chest, so he can just kind of like straight up pound me. I actually moved my hand around, and now my legs are in that position, so I have like my hand and my arm wrapped around my right leg. So my right leg's way up in the air. I'm just kind of enjoying the feeling of having that there, like it's holding me in place. Oh, I think I'm gonna need to put leg back down and just get myself off. I think I can get it. So I'm gonna increase the speed a little bit. Yeah, I'll get this little involuntary humps going. My back's pretty arched. Increasing speed. Oh, intensity. My toes and fingers curled. Oh, I'm gonna get myself there. Oh. Really good. start slowing it down and winding down. It was really good, and I don't think I need another one, actually. Holy cow, I really needed that. That was good. Oh, man. There's a couple last little thrusts of power. That was, I'm just taking the last of the head and kind of pressing it. I'm going to take out the vibe, and now I'm just taking the head of the vibe and kind of enjoying putting it up against my clit and just kind of rubbing it back and forth. The clit without the head on it. It's just, I might get myself a second time. It's fine. Back is arching like a lot of what? Oh, I want to get a clit orgasm so bad. Those are so good. I usually get really, really good ones when I masturbate. I usually don't even need to go in for the penetration if I do it right, if I get the clit orgasm right. That's the spot. Let's see. Right in there. I'm gonna try and move around again. Right in the spot. Right. Oh. I've kind of moved to on my right side now, where I was on my left side before, in the same kind of general leg position. With like just my head down. Just kind of enjoying the space that I'm in right now. Let's see. I think I can get it. I think I'll still enjoy it. Generally, I like a flatter surface, my clit, once I've warmed it up so that I can I can press further into it and get just the right amount of pressure that it just sends me to the moon. Taking the pillow out from under my head. Just kind of help parting my lips a little more. And helping that vibe out. I'm trying to find just the right spot that I know that it'll get there. Because I just generally, like, it all feels nice and feels good. But I find one spot in particular where it just kind of almost tickles a little bit. And I can leave it right there. And if I just leave it right there for a second, it feels nice. And then press a little more. And it feels good. And press it a little bit more. And kind of repeat that process. You have to be very cautious. Because sometimes I have to pull the vibe away. Or I don't realize that I do. My muscles like all clench up. It usually means I'm really close. I find it interesting how everyone's got their own way of getting themselves, as everyone's got a different body. Everyone's body's different, so even though there's masturbating, there's not necessarily exactly the same details in masturbating. everyone can figure it out. I know I can get there. I can feel it. Generally, I watch like a lot of gay porn to get myself off. I just really like seeing more dicks. I really like seeing penetrations. I really like the sometimes more romantic aspects of it, or like the actual kissing or the sweet kissing that happens. But at the same time, I kind of like the sub-dom stuff that happens. I kind of like some of the friends to lovers stuff that happens. And gay porn, I like a lot of the like, hey, gay hookup kind of culture aspects to the gay porn. Lately I've been watching a lot more straight porn. Doing the whole like, ooh, yeah, I'm in her position right now. I'm substitute that chick for me, so that guy's railing me. So mostly tits of recently, at least, mostly. Actually seeing tits has actually been turning me on. Whereas it wasn't as much the case in porn before. It was the case in, like, other things. Like, oh, I don't know. Like a hentai and stuff. Not so much in, like, porn. I don't know why. I mean, I guess, like, Japanese porn versus, like, Americanized or live-action porn, I guess. I don't know. I think I'm gonna get that second one. If I switch to the other one, I'll get that second one. I think I'm gonna do that. I think I'm just gonna grab, like, the broader part of the head and just switch to the other vibe. Let's see. Oh, well, actually, I just take the body of this one. Or the, yeah, or the neck of this one, I guess, is what I think about it. I'm gonna get myself a, yeah, I can feel it, I'm gonna be there. I have to start thinking about someone or something again. Yeah, sure, let's see. Maybe I need to. Okay, alright, guys. Threw me on the bed. Now I'm on my back. Imagining my legs are off the side of the bed. At my knees, and he pulls me in closer to him. Takes his dick and plops it on top of my pussy and my tummy. Picks it up and down a few times. He's taking that. He's pulling my legs up. Imagine he's putting them straight up in the air so he can get as much space as possible. Lining himself up with me. Inside really now is just the fantastic image of a guy holding me by my hips and my ass as he's thrusting into me and he's pulling me into him more on him. He's just feeling my ass jiggle a little bit as it smacks into him. My tits are jiggling around and they're kind of, with every thrust they bounce back and forth. The ripples going through them. Get that second one so done so bad. Oh. I can do it. I'm actually gonna get really warm. It's actually kind of nice. I think I'm gonna grab the other five. I'm actually about the spot. I've got it right here. I got it. I'm still coming down from it. We're good. It's a little one. But I will gladly take that. It's a nice little one. It's a good one, little one. So, that was, So, I'm just kind of moving it around a little bit. I'm mostly done ramping it down now in intensity. And less and up. That means I can finish going about my day and getting my business done. Don't have to be painfully horny all the time. I hope you enjoyed. I either hope this helped you get off, or you found this arousing, or you just kind of enjoyed it. Used it as company. I don't know. Whatever floats your boat. Thank you. Goodbye.